Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Moncrief on News Talk.
According to a UN study, the Indonesian capital Jakarta has just overtaken Tokyo as the world's most populous capital. Around 43 million people live there. Barry Dunning from Kildare was a resident there a few years ago. Barry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you doing?
So when you live there, are you very aware of how populated it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said in your intro there, I'm originally from Kildare, so I grew up in rural Kildare, and I kind of always had wanted to get into a bigger, you know, big cities, that kind of bright light. So I was in Sydney for a while, but then decided to make my way home to Ireland and had a stop off in Asia. And originally was planned to be there for a year, but ended up there 2.5 years in Jakarta. And it's just, it's overwhelming in the best possible sense, sometimes in the worst sense, but it's just, it's a really dynamic. There's so many people. There's so much life happening around you all the time. Yeah, it was a really, really fantastic place.
And is it the population density? Is it, does everybody live everywhere, if you see what I mean, rather than around the outskirts and coming in?
So it's a bit of both, to be honest. So with Jakarta, it's really five cities. It's Jabodetabek is what they call it, which is five cities which have just grown into each other together. And that's where they're up to the 40 odd million now. So it would have a very high population density, but equally in the city centre, and I live fairly close to the city centre, but equally there would be a lot of people spending a couple of hours every day trying to get in there. Traffic is overwhelming. There is public transport, but it's nowhere near the capacity for what they need in a city of that size. So there's a lot of people on the go the whole time. And that's the one thing that's really noticeable, is there just so many people moving in the city at any one time in terms of like your traffic, people just kind of getting from place from A to B, but then also living their life on the street in terms of just eating food on the street, hanging around outside on the street. So it's, you're very aware of it.
Yeah, so getting from A to B, is it noticeable how long it takes?
It's a challenge. It's a big challenge. So you kind of, if you're lucky enough to be going over there and kind of getting to choose where you live, you're very intentional in terms of like, I need to live as close as humanly possible to where I work and ideally where I want to socialise or spend time when I'm not in work, because traffic can be awful. So I used to commute on the back of a motorbike every day, and I think my commute was about 3 kilometres to the office either way. But sometimes that could take me an hour or more on the back of a bike. You could walk quicker, but just there's footpaths are sometimes don't exist. Yeah. They're very poor, and it's quite chaotic, and just the traffic can get really bad, particularly during the rainy season. Everything just slows down to a halt. So it's just because more people are coming, living in the city every year, coming in from all the rest of the country. Mm. So you're really aware of it. You try to make your journeys as short as possible. And even on the back of a bike, which is the quickest way to get around, and they'll use any method they can to get through the traffic, it still can take a huge amount of time. So you have to be patient.
When you stay on the back of a bike, was this somebody giving you a lift, or are there like motorbike taxis?
Yeah,
there?
Motorbike taxis. So there's an app. It's kind of like Uber. It's called Gojek. And so basically you just the same way. I'd get someone to pick me up every day to get to work and to get back from work. So with just a different driver, and you'd just be on the back of the bike. I brought my own helmet and that was it. Away I went.
Now, you were working for an NGO there.
Yeah,
so you
right.
were like crisscrossing the city quite a lot. And it's quite stark, the difference in economic circumstances for people.
Yeah, that's dead right. So in terms of, I work for an NGO, a local NGO called Rachel House, and it was providing medical care, mainly nurse-led care, to children with serious and terminal illnesses, cancer and HIV across the city. And so with that work, we had our office was based in a central point, but then we used to go out across the city. Our nurses and our doctors would go out across the city to provide care to really sick kids in their houses. So there would be people, we would go in one day from the wealth, the really high society, right through to the poorest neighbourhoods, people living in incredibly challenging situations in houses made out of a corrugated roof, and then just in really challenging one bedroom circumstances. And this could be, 800 metres away, there's someone driving a Maserati. So there is that kind of real stark wealth difference in the city as well, but then just the size of it as well too.
Yeah. And so the wealthy areas are like cheek by jowl with really poor areas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the kind of the wealthy areas will spring up where they want to, but then where there's any other space, kind of urban villages, they're called kampung, they'll kind of fill in the space in between all these areas. So you will have a very rich area, a very wealthy area like Grand Central, which was where like the main shopping district was, really five-star hotels, really nice luxury living there. But then all around it, there would be some well-established kampung with people, but then like really some really challenging people living in those situations as well. So it is really close. People are very aware of one side and the other. But then also equally too, there is a middle class. There is a rapidly growing middle class. It's a country that's economically advancing quite a lot. So there would be people in that middle class. A lot of times they would happen to live a bit further out and they'd be the ones who'd be commuting in a bit more because they wouldn't be able to afford the more luxury living, but they'd be living in kind of houses like we would over here.
Yeah. Is there a part of Jakarta that's sinking?
The whole city is technically sinking So the whole city is technically sinking because it's very low and they are extracting too much water from the ground underneath them. So the city is slowly sinking into the sea. Now they keep raising barriers up to stop it really coming over. So it's in North Jakarta, right up where the port is. So it is sinking, but it's only really at a high tide where that might top over the barriers. But every year, the city, I think, drops by about 10 or 15 centimetres and they have to raise the barrier every time. So it hasn't been too bad just yet, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a battle against time. Yeah, someone texted in to say they went to Jakarta, they went back and they found it overwhelming.
Yeah.
Would not go back, far too busy and serious pollution. When you came back from Jakarta, did you find then, God, it's quiet around here, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the exact word I'd use for Jakarta, overwhelming. I loved it, but I would recommend anyone to live there. As a tourist, probably not so much, just because it's the kind of city, it takes you a while to get under the skin of it in terms of how to get around the traffic, all those kind of pieces. But once you do, the people are really sound, food is amazing, the weather is good, there's just a really dynamic vibrant kind of feel to the place that's different to here, so I really enjoyed it, but it is also overwhelming.
Now it's a long way away, and probably you'd meet an awful lot of people who've never heard of Ireland. You were quite surprised as to, when you went through all the, Guinness, IRA, blah, blah, the things that they actually had heard of.
Yeah, it was. It was really interesting. So the one which I could not have predicted was Westlife. So they were actually had, for whatever reason, made it big over there in the late 90s, early 2000s. So a lot of times they were quite popular with people. People knew some of their songs, Flying Without Wings and stuff like that. I was not expecting that because there's not a huge amount of drinkers over there. So the Guinness one doesn't really work as much. But that was it. And there was a small but vibrant Irish community there. So we had a GAA team, we had an Irish society. There was a couple of Irish pubs in the city as well. So it was a small community, but it was, it was a good one. And we had people coming from oil and gas, people working in education, people working in construction. Those were the kind of folks who were there. So it was good.
Yeah, fascinating place. Barry, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Barry Dunning there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress.
kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs, and seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor, or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.